Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I've been going through this exercise with a client to package up their consulting offering into kind of like a signature step-by-step process. I hesitate to call it a productized service because I think there's an implication behind that, that the service is low value, but this is a high value consulting service. We're just packaging it up into a step-by-step process with a clear price tag. And one of the things I asked the client to do in preparation for this conversation was to get really clear about the outcome that he delivers to his clients. Like, in the end, if I follow through this process, what am I getting as a client? What's the outcome? And this client made a mistake that I think is all too common, and I wanted to talk about it today. The mistake that he made was he told me what he delivers to his clients. So when I asked for outcomes, he started describing deliverables. He started describing, you know, what you get as a client. He started describing the kind of tangible things that he prepares and gives to the client when all is said and done. And that's important, don't get me wrong. I mean, the client needs to understand what they're getting in the end, but that's not the outcome. That's not what they're buying. Okay, nobody buys a document. Nobody buys a plan. Nobody buys a strategy. Nobody buys a training module. Nobody buys any of that stuff. That's details. What they're really buying is the outcome that they're going to achieve through the work that you're going to do. Okay? And that outcome boils down to one of three things. It's higher revenue, it's lower expenses, or it's lower risk. Okay? If you're B2B, ultimately you're selling one of these three outcomes. And you can add more color to this to make it meaningful, but really it boils down to one of those three things. You're going to help them increase revenue, you're going to help them reduce their expenses, or you're going to help them reduce risk. Okay? Now, everything else that you deliver can be articulated in the context of that, that you're going to help them increase revenue by doing these three, four, five, six things. You're going to help them reduce their expenses by doing these things, or you're going to help them reduce risk by doing these things. But don't miss the forest for the trees. Okay, nobody's buying your deliverables, nobody's buying your services, nobody's buying your expertise. What they're really buying at the end of the day is the outcome that they can achieve through the work that you're going to do. And when you really let that in, when you center and focus your marketing on the outcomes that your clients want, everything changes. Everything changes. When you talk about details and deliverables and the scope of the work, and, you know, the fine, you know, how-tos, then the client gets focused on the details. They get focused on, well, what about this? Well, I want this module. I want that deliverable, or I want a 20-page report instead of a 10-page report. And they get caught up in the minutia, but they don't actually care about the minutia. It's just that's what you've had them focus on by giving them the details. Details come when the time is right, but in the beginning of a conversation, and certainly in your marketing messaging and in your thought leadership content, forget the details. Nobody cares. They want to know, can you help me achieve my goal? Can you help me achieve and make good on my desires? Can you help me create an outcome for myself or for my business or for my company or for my boss that's going to help everybody win and help everybody look good? That's the question. If you claim to be able to do those things, then some of the details become important, but not a moment sooner than that.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.